11 years ago, a very controversial movie came out to select theaters. It was not given the best reviews by many critics. Many in Hollywood brushed it aside as a religious film, which had an appeal only to a small segment of the population. Despite these obstacles, The Passion of the Christ became a smash hit. It became one of the top 25 box office films of all time. This was even more amazing considering its rather meager budget and advertising. For many of us, this movie has become a classic, annual viewing material during the Lenten season to prepare us for Easter and Holy Week. People of all faiths and of no belief system are drawn to gaze upon the crucifix, wherever it is displayed. There is just something which is captivating about the concept of a God undergoing sacrificial suffering for his people. The Passion is timeless in its appeal. This can be seen in the continued popularity of the Stations of the Cross, which for hundreds of years have drawn us into meditation on the self-emptying of the God-man. Why is this? Do we enjoy seeing and thinking about a man being brutally executed? No, obviously, this would be demented. Crazy. Maybe we long for an answer to human sufferings. The age-old question constantly gnaws at us. Why is evil in the world? Why does a good God allow suffering to occur? This is especially the case today in a world where technological advances promote comfort and promise an ever easier existence. Many think that we should try to avoid suffering at all costs. After all, what is the point? Why should we experience pain if it at all can be avoided? And yet, we are intrigued by the Passion of the Christ. It is so contrary to reason. That God, who is all-powerful, all-knowing, all-good, would abase himself for us. In his human nature, Jesus Christ would become a worm and not a man, scorned by everyone, despised by the people, the Psalms, chapter 22. This is all so ironic that it draws our attention in. There is a mystery present here which goes beyond our human understanding. The scriptures tell us today, Jesus learned obedience through suffering. Not only is suffering endured by the Christ, but it is also held up as something which can be of value to men. We can be purified in some way by enduring suffering. As if it's not enough, Jesus goes even further in the gospel today. He says, "Unless a grain of wheat falls to the ground and dies, it remains just a grain of wheat. But if it dies, it produces much fruit." Not only can suffering be beneficial, but the Lord tells us that it is a necessary part of us becoming fully human and holy. This does not mean that we look for suffering. In itself, suffering is evil. It is the result of original sin and each of our personal sins. Ordinarily, suffering and pain should be avoided at all costs. However, in our fallen human nature and world, there are times when we cannot elude suffering without compromising our faith, harming others, and/or breaking commitments that we have made. These opportunities, Jesus tells us, are the crosses that must be taken up and carried if we are to be his disciples. Because of Jesus' passion, death, and resurrection, suffering now has a redemptive aspect to it. We share in the redemption of the whole world by bearing the cross, those crosses which come to us. This does not mean we look for suffering. But if we cannot avoid it, and we cannot truly avoid all pain and sorrow while journeying in this fallen world, to attempt to evade all suffering would to do incredible harm to ourselves and to those we profess to love. We would never then become the persons that God created us to be. Looking at Jesus' self-sacrifice gives us a new perspective on life, we see a new form of love displayed for all the world. This agape love sacrifices and even suffers for the other. In its highest form of love, it is the highest form of love imaginable. Each time we are faced with unavoidable pain or suffering, it is an opportunity to rise above our human nature. Carrying our cross with Christ purifies us and offers a powerful witness of charity for everyone to see. As we gaze upon the crucifix this Lent, may we see in it a sign of true charity and an invitation to holiness. For by the cross, evil and death have been defeated. Suffering is only a temporary bridge which leads to eternal happiness and bliss in heaven.